All right, we're going to do a teaching on cleaning your gates, getting rid of all that stuff in your life that's hurting you, to remove it, to get it out, renouncing, learning to take every spirit that's come against your life and taking it and putting it on the altar of God and having it blood judged and removed out of your life because it's illegal for it to be in your life. Now, these spirits who are evil and they haunt and taunt and they hate us, they are sent out of the kingdom of darkness on a commission, on an assignment, on a mission to come into our lives and cause havoc, frustration, to destroy us, to cause division, to bring sickness, illness, and ruin us because they hate people. Now, these evil, demonic, evil spirits have no authority to do this to your life. No legal authority whatsoever. The only authority that they have is when we don't exercise our own authority. So, these spirits that we just allow to come in need to be dealt with, and they need to be dealt with harshly and severely and quickly. Now, we deal with them, they can come back, and they will try to come back, and they will not give up. They want to take you out. You need to be consistent and alert and vigilant when you're dealing with these spirits. But you can do it, and it's not complicated because you've been given all the power out of the kingdom of heaven, because you have the blood of Jesus, you've covered yourself in the blood of Jesus, you've accepted the blood of Jesus as your DNA, your new royal genetics, the blood flowing through you because of Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now you are a new creation being. Now you need to deal with all the crap that has been keeping you out of your promised land, out of your inheritance, out of your destiny. They are just blocking you. Just imagine yourself right now standing on a road, right? You're standing there on a path. It's the kingdom of light's path, okay? You've just been put on it. You've come out of the kingdom of darkness. Here you are. You've been purchased by the blood and you're standing on this path. Look ahead. Now you can see that that road is actually light. There's trees all on each side of the road and they are all filled with light. The problem that you see are there are spiritual dark beings standing and just blocking the path in front of you. That is all they're doing. Now, you can see them standing there. Now, in the natural, if that was an actual, reality of what was happening, you would tell them to move. Because you need to go to where you need to go. You would tell them to move, get out of the way. And if they didn't, you would make them because you need to go where you need to go. I mean, if you need to go and pick up your kid from school and those people are standing there and they won't let you get past and your kid is expecting you to be there to pick them up, you're going to move their asses straight out of the way. You're going to kick them off the path. You don't care what it takes because you're going to get to that kid and pick up that kid, right? So no matter what, you're going to get there. Now, this is the same as what's going on in the natural. You have these spiritual beings. Now, they're not big. They're tiny. There's nothing of them. They just act like they're big. They don't have a soul. They don't have a heart. So they don't care. They don't love. They're just evil. The problem is you can't see them there. You don't know that they're the ones that are blocking the path. You don't know they're the ones. You can't see them actually blocking it. So you think you're walking down this path. And in fact, and you're never getting this breakthrough. You're never getting through to where you need to get through to, right? It's because you've got these things standing there in front. You need to deal with these spirits. These spirits are on illegal territory. They are not allowed to be there. And you have been given the authority to kick them out, okay? By the blood of Jesus, you cover and you pour it onto these beings, these black, dark messengers of darkness and wickedness. You cover them in the blood and you declare them blood judged in Jesus' name. You take them up to the throne room of God, into the third heaven, and you ask your Father to have these judged by the blood of Jesus, and that everything that these evil spirits have stolen from your life, that it will be returned to you tenfold, that everything they have taken from you, they've killed, stealed, and destroyed, everything that the spiritual entity has taken from your life, that it would be returned to you right now tenfold, and then that their spiritual assignments against your life would be completely cancelled, declared null and void, and they would be put in chains and sent to the pit of hell forever, for eternity, never to return to your life again. Every single one of them. Now, every spirit of poverty, every spirit of perversion and sexual lust, spirit of violence, spirit of lust, spirit of division, any spirit, go through and find out which spirit it is. Take it to the throne room of God. Pray about it. Have a look at your life in reality and see where the blockages are. See spirits of addiction, any tormenting and evil spirits. You take them there and you declare that everything that they have blocked and taken from your life be returned to your life, be restored. So the blockage is removed. Everything they've stopped you from walking into because of that blockage, so they've killed, stealed, and destroyed. Every spirit of that kills, steals, and destroy, be bound in chains. Everything that they've robbed from you be returned, and they will be blood judged by the blood of Jesus. Every single one of them, you take them up there and you have it dealt with in the throne room of God, and you bind it in chains. Now, every single time that you face any sort of blockage, there is a spirit there trying to block you. And this is not the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit came here so you have the power to stop these spirits from doing that. But we don't, we forget about how it used to be. From this minute on, you have the power of the Holy Spirit busting through your veins. You have the authority of the kingdom of God in you because of the cross, because of Jesus and who you are in the kingdom. You are a child of God, a son or a daughter of Jesus Christ, of the living God. He is not dead, he is alive. You are born again into a God who is alive. He rose from that grave to defeat the enemy. He put everybody, every demon to shame, and he took the keys from death. There is no other power that is greater than Jesus, than the name of Jesus. You declare it, you use that blood because it was given to you as a gift, so you can come out of all those areas of blockage and bondage. But you need to speak it. Nobody can come and make that mouth move and declare and decree and speak out the word of God over your own life. You need to do that for yourself. You're the only one that can do that. Nobody can do that for you. It's been given to you. It's like when we raise up a child, we teach our children what to do and how to deal with things, and we give them, you know, it's no use that you know, just giving them the keys to the car and then them saying, oh, well, you know, I'm not going to go because I'm, you know, just not going. You know, they keep asking you for a lift everywhere and you're like, well, I've already given you the keys to the car. And they're like, yeah, but, you know, they just don't get in the car. They still want someone to take them around everywhere. No, you need to speak it, and you start speaking it, and these spirits start getting dealt with, and oh, mark my words, they will come back and they will try again and they will try again. But you keep doing it. This is daily, and you're warring against these ones, and they will stop coming. You will take authority, and they will see and know that you are serious about this. You will rise up. That faith that you're using in speaking out that authority pleases God. When we don't use it, we're really saying to Jesus, thanks for dying on the cross, no probs, that's it, like what for? There was no point in it. He died on the cross so that we use, now that we have that authority. He came here to give us authority over heaven and earth, that nothing would be able to stop us and hold us back any longer, that we would walk forward, march forward, and we would win war after war after war in the spiritual, and it would manifest in the natural. Every time we declare and decree and we bind and we loose in the spirit, it manifests in the natural. You might not see it immediately, but you will see it. You speak it over your life, you speak it over your children's life, and I guarantee you, you will see this take place in the natural, which means in your natural, in your real life here in the, on the earth. Your spirit man is in heaven because you're seated in Christ in heavenly places. So get a picture of it. Your whole spirit man is very, 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 very big. Okay, and it's inside of God and you're up there in heaven. Everything you speak and say in the spirit, which is your breath into the spirit, the unseen, becomes seen in the natural. So every time we speak it, we're using the authority. We're saying, thank you, Jesus. You died on that cross. You came here and gave us blood. You gave us the very weapon that overcomes this unseen realm. You actually gave us something that we can see now. Now, we couldn't see before. We didn't even have a covenant with God. We didn't have any power, okay? God came in the body of Jesus to give us the power to defeat the enemy in our lives. There is an unseen enemy. Now, it might be unseen, but it's very, very, very seen in the life of somebody who's oppressed and in bondage. You know, we have no money, your house is terrible, you don't have things. I mean, you can't, you know, there's all these blockages. You can't work, you're filled with fear, there's frustration, depression, anxiety, all these thoughts and things are going on in your mind. They are not from the Holy Spirit. These are spirits that are on illegal territory. They are tormenting and they are not allowed to live there anymore. You loose them off your life, you fill them with the fire, you cover them in the blood, and you command them to go. And you mean it. And speak it like you mean it. They will get scared and they will run for their lives. You bind them and you put them in jail and you never let them out. You never, ever, ever bring them back in. Seal it off forever. Ask the Holy Spirit, cover yourself, cover your eyes in the blood of Jesus. Now, all these things you naturally do. With your hands, I cover my eyes in the blood of Jesus. I cover the blood of Jesus over my hands, that anything that would come in through my eyes would first go through the blood of Jesus that I just wiped on my eyes. That means, do you think an evil spirit's going to be able to come in through your eye gates when you've just covered your eyes in the blood of Jesus? No, it's going to hit a wall and bounce off and go the other way. It's going to be rebuked in Jesus' name. Permanently, and just because of the blood, it can't come through the blood. Your blood, that blood is a weapon. It not only opens up the heavens and opens up the warehouse of weapons in heaven, it protects you, it keeps out evil. Now use it, because the blood gives you power, it gives you authority, and it starts to change your very being, your very nature, your very life. I mean, there's no other way to overcome. If there was another way to overcome, Jesus wouldn't have come and hung on a cross and died slowly the way he died. There was no point of it otherwise. He came to give himself. The very blood was the only way to overcome the power of the demonic, the power of darkness that was ruling and reigning over all of the earth. So we use that. And every time we speak it, God loves it because you're using what he gave you. And he's like, yay! And it's like, okay, so he's like, oh, the one who got the one talent buried it, the one who got the 10 talents didn't bury it, right? And the one with the one talent said, oh, no, I've just put it away because, you know, I'm saving it. And he was like, no, he took it off him and then gave it to the one who already had heaps, but at least he was doing something with the 10 he gave him, he was using them. It's the very same principle. We use the blood. We use what he gave us. The very first thing he gave us was that cross, right? You get the blood of Jesus. You're co-crucified with him and he gave you a brand new life. He gave you the blood so you can use it. By the blood, everything is covered. By the blood, I cover every area of my soul, my gates, my mouth, my eyes, my nose. Nothing unclean can now enter me. Everything unclean inside of me, in terms of the spirit, has to come off. It has to get out of me. It has to go, go, go. In Jesus' mighty name, it has to leave forever because now the blood owns my body and nothing that is outside of the blood can reside inside of me because the blood owns this body. Do you understand what I mean? This is important stuff because you start to move in this, you start to speak this, you will become very, very, very powerful. Every spirit has to bow to the name of Jesus. I mean, some humongous person wants to come running at you and mouthing off and going crazy, you know, full of a demon. They don't even know it, just going like a lunatic at you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind you, I rebuke you. You bow now in Jesus' name. That spirit's going to drop that body. They're going to have no power. That person has to stop because they're being controlled by a spirit, and the Spirit of God inside of you has more power over that person than any other name. They have to obey, and they do obey, and they stop, and they listen to you. I mean, soon you'll just be touching people and these spirits are going to be flying out of people and setting people free all over the place. They're just going to be flying off because of the power that you're walking in. They're going to be like, whoa, look at the blood all over that one. She's full of the blood. Now, you might not see the blood because you're in the natural, but I guarantee you these spirits, these evil, 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 wicked spirits out there, they can see that you're drenched in the blood. In the very spirit of God, in the spirit realm, they can see what you're drenched in. And it scares them. And they can't touch you. They can't come and get through to you. What they can do is yell a little bit, try and scare you, try and shake you, try and intimidate you, manipulate you, control you, trying to make you fearful, try to make you believe that you're not in the blood, try to make you believe that you don't have any authority, try to make you believe that you're defeated, try to make you believe that you're never going to go anywhere, that there's no hope for you, that you've made your bed and now you have to lay in it, try and make you believe that you're dirty and there's shame and guilt and you don't ever want anyone to know about your past or anything. Do you think you're the only one? No, you're not the only one. We've all been through it. There's all past. Everybody's got a story. Everyone has a past. Don't worry. That's what the blood covers. Everyone is set free. Everybody is forgiven by it. These demons and wicked people of darkness, they only want to make you, and they can only try to get in your sight to make you not believe in yourself, not believe in who God says you are. And it's a lie. And look at humanity. They're believing it. Or they hook onto some religion that has no power in it, and then they become submissive to a man-made theology instead of the very God himself, the very Christ energy himself, the very God Holy Spirit energy himself. They rather hook into some religion and then still walk in no power. It's all about walking in the power of God, the glory of God, the supernatural. Mate, if they're not speaking glory and blood and moving in some sort of power and energy and seeing people healed and the miraculous moving in their life and the supernatural, and I don't care how much money people have, I don't care how much things people have, I want to see the power of God demonstrated in their lives. What are their family like? What are their children like? Are their children, is there division? Is there strife? Come on. These people need to be, the family should be raised up in it. These children should know who they are early in the kingdom, and you set them free, and they only come like that because you're moving in it, because you're believing it. You know, nothing else comes before the glory, because everything comes out of the glory. So it's all about moving in this power. Now you take every spirit that's standing on that path right now and you take it up to your Father in heaven, and you ask your Father in heaven to rightfully judge it by the judgment seat of Christ. Judge it, blood judge that spirit, and have it blood judge and remove from your life. You take them up there one by one, write them out. Every spirit that you've come across in your life, whatever it is, addiction, pornography, sexual imperfection, promiscuity or impurity, whatever it may be, wherever it is, drugs, alcohol, masturbation, whatever, lust, whatever it might be, where any area that's not pure and holy, that has been, crapped on by demons to try and keep you out of a very pure life in the glory, you have it judged and you take it up there and you have it dealt with and you nail it to that cross and do it with your own hands, with your own body. Do it naturally and this stuff will start to really take shape in your life and you'll see the manifestation of it. And that pleases your Father because you are believing what He did for you. He came, the creator of all of the universe, put Himself inside of a body. And He purchased, He came here and He walked this out to give all of us in humanity who have lived for ourselves a way out, a way out. And now because you receive that, you say, yes, please, thank you very much. I really need that because I had no other weapon to overcome this stuff. You start using it and saying in it, that faith pleases Him. Faith pleases your Father. You start speaking it and He will pour out more and more and more of heaven upon your life, and you will start to see the things of heaven. You'll start to see what heaven's all about, how heaven's moving on the earth now. We're not going to heaven, folks. We're bringing heaven to earth. We're the ones creating it, and we're creating heaven on earth because we're bringing it here, and we're bringing it here by faith, by speaking it into the existence, onto the earth, into being, just like your Father spoke the earth into existence, how he breathed on Adam, how He breathed on Eve, and we were created by His breath. Your words have the glory in them and you speak it, and by that glory and that breath and that word, you're creating heaven on earth and you're using your power and your authority. There's no more tolerating a demon causing strife and havoc in your life. There's no more tolerating the devil coming and ruining your life and your children's life and your family's life and keeping you under a false covering, a false leadership, in under a household that of a system or in a government of demons that don't care about you. You just kick them out right now by the blood because you have that weapon now, and you start to exercise it, and you will exercise over their lives, and they will leave. They will go. Because you've commanded them to, and they have to obey the blood. So do that, and you will be blessed. Wash everything clean with the blood. Wash the walls of the house clean with the blood. I mean, it's all about the blood. All about the blood. Wash clean, get it all clean and taken care of, and deal with these demons and kick them out once and for all. And drink the Holy Spirit and just enjoy God and thank Him because He's given you this power and this weapon. The weapons of your warfare are not carnal, which means they're not natural. They're not like a gun or anything, but they're mighty, which is big, strong in God. They're mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, which is any area of your life that's got blockages. So be blessed with this message. I hope it encourages you, and I hope it really blesses you, and it brings transformation upon your life. There would be an acceleration within your spirit where you would transform and accelerate very, very rapidly and quickly in your life, so you can get everything returned to you from what the enemy has taken from you. You can get it returned to you tenfold and get it done quickly. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.